you all know, most of you know that I've been in a hospital Monday. I fell and got hurt kind of bad. And what made me fall, my blood pressure rushed up and a blood vein in my head bursted. And I passed out and fell. And while I was laying there on the floor, I tried to, whenever I woke up, my head was bent over and I couldn't get my breath. And I wanted to get my breath and couldn't move my hands, my arms. And Nelson, praise it. I know now the Lord had my son there. He was there.
Amen.
And first I thought, well, now, in my mind I went, now how am I going to do this? And all of a sudden my arms moved. And I think Nelson is the one that moved my head, but I got to move my arms. And then they called the rescue squad, and they carried me over to our little hospital here. And they did a CAT scan, and whenever she come back, she said, I got bad news that I had blood on the brain. So they sent me on a trauma truck to Raleigh, and they told me that I didn't find out I had a stroke until I went back to my doctor here, and it was a stroke. And so they said it was a small stroke, and that the blood that was there would go back into my body. But I have headaches, and now I am, you know, after you have a wreck, you'll have things that happens to you even further on down the line, and I'm seeing some little things that I'm having since then. But I do want to say this. I love my church. I have never seen a church that loved their people like we do. Amen. And when anything happens, they're right there.
Amen.
And I appreciate all the prayers that's been prayed for me, because that's why I'm where I'm at tonight.
Amen.
And I thank y'all so much.
Amen, sister.